I know that you reported it in the news, Vic. Chuck Barris passed away. And for those of us of a certain age, the Gong Show was a daily ritual. And I happen to adore game shows. Game shows are my favorite. Some of my favorite things in the world are game shows. And Chuck Barris was a true innovator in the world of game shows and created some classic game shows. And then, of course, created the Gong Show and hosted it. Which for me, you know, being that show started when I was 11 years old, and it went off the air when I was 15. So during my formative teenage years, that show, I watched it every day, and I loved it.
I know you're a big fan. That's why I got that in there. And also, I was a big fan of The Dating Game and The Newlywed Show, and not a big fan of game shows, but those two I really enjoyed.
Well, The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game were both created by Chuck Barris. He also created Three's a Crowd. I don't know if you guys remember this show. It wasn't very popular. It was a 70s thing. And it was insane. It was absolutely insane. The idea was... And if I remember correctly, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He had a bad perm. The guy who hosted it had a really, really bad 70s perm. Jim Perry? No, Jim Perry hosted Card Sharks. I'm getting bad, man. I can't remember the host of Three's a Crowd. I know I've got some problems with that. But here was the setup. Are you ready for the setup? It was a married couple, and they were joined by the guy's secretary. And then the wife and the secretary would have to answer questions about the husband / their boss to see who was more compatible. And then inevitably, it would be exposed that the guy would cheat. The guy has been cheating. I'm assuming that this show, which aired, I don't know, I think 12 episodes or something, and I think it only aired for one season. I'm assuming it caused many divorces, this show. And that was Chuck Barris' idea. And, of course, you know, he wrote a book called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind that George Clooney made into a movie. Did you guys see that movie? Esmeralda, did you see it? Sam Rockwell played Chuck Barris. Vic, do you know the movie?
Are you talking about... give me the title again.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
What year was this?
2002, maybe?
Okay, no.
Clooney directed it. George Clooney directed it. It's based on the book that Chuck Barris wrote, supposedly about his life, where he claimed in this book to be an undercover paid assassin who killed people. And so Clooney made the movie out of it. Sam Rockwell played played Chuck Barris, and it rules. If you've not seen it, it's a great movie. And, of course, I don't think it's true at all. I don't think that Chuck Barris, the host of the Gong Show, was a paid assassin. But the movie's great.
I can definitely see Sam Rockwell pulling off a very good Chuck
Barris.
He's
tremendous in it. And they have scenes in it where they recreate the Gong Show and stuff, and he nails him. Maybe he's got him perfectly. All right, so we're going to break. We'll come back and we'll talk about Chuck Barris, who died at 87. And he did some terrific stuff, and he was crazy, and he was goofy, and the Gong Show was legendary. So we'll get to that right after we take a break. Yeah. This is Gene the Dancing Machine. And if you watch the Gong Show, if you watch the Gong Show regularly, you remember Gene the Dancing Machine. If I remember correctly, he was just a stagehand on the set of the Gong Show. And one day, Chuck Barris just had him come out and dance, and he went through the roof and became a regular on the show. So they would play that song, and Gene the Dancing Machine would come out and dance. And he was just dressed in, like, street clothes. He had a hat. I always had a hat on. He was kind of a chubby African-American dude in his 40s. Just came out and danced. That's the ridiculousness of the Gong Show. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're going to be doing a lot of music talk. Can you find Palisades Park?
You know, it's funny. Three people requested that for Wild Card.
Okay, all right, we'll do that later then. Okay, because he wrote Palisades Park. In addition to having such a crazy career and inventing so many great game shows, He also wrote a very big hit song from 1962 called Palisades Park, which is a tribute to the old amusement park in New Jersey. And Freddie Boom Boom Cannon had a hit with it. He changed television. He changed the world of game shows. Some of the acts that appeared on there was Paul Rubens got his start on the Gong Show. And Danny Elfman got his start on the Gong Show. Gene the Dancing Machine, who was a stagehand named Gene Patton. And the song that he would sing to would be Jumpin' at the Woodside. Some of the regular folks that would be on there would be like Rip Taylor, Jamie Farr, Artie Johnson. David Letterman was a guest, a judge. And what happens is, if you don't know the Gong Show, they would bring out these really terrible acts. Chuck Barris was the host. They'd bring out these terrible acts. They would do their acts, and they would range from really terrible to maybe kind of good. And if they really sucked, the three judges are sitting in front of a gong, and they all had like a big mallet. And if they didn't like the act, they would gong them, and that would end the act, and they would lose. And so... You know, there was a lot of controversy about some of the stuff that Chuck Barris did. They called him the King of Schlock, the Baron of Bad Taste, the Ayatollah of Trasharola, because his shows, you know, he produced the $1.98 beauty pageant where they would have women in a beauty pageant. At the end, they'd win $1.98. Rip Taylor was the host of that. I watched that every evening, too. He was quite a character, Chuck Barris, and I will always, always be grateful to Chuck Barris for introducing the unknown comic to the world. Now, I don't know if you guys know who the unknown comic is. You might be too young. Esmeralda, do you know the unknown comic?
It sounds familiar.
He's a guy named Murray Langston who was known as the unknown comic. He came out, was so embarrassed at how bad his jokes were that he wore a bag over his head. So if you like Google unknown comic, it's a guy with a brown paper bag on his head with two eye holes cut out. And do we have a little bit of the unknown comic, man?
All right, I am the unknown comic, America's first punk comedian. I tell you, I'm in a pretty good mood to take my dog to a flea circus. He stole the show. All right, done now. I've been working on some more impressions. This is my impression of that favorite game show, Hollywood Squares.
The visual gag, I would imagine.
Hey, this is Peter Marshmallow here, and our first question goes to Paul Lynn. Paul Lynn, how do you keep fish from smelling?
You cut off their little noses.
All right, there you go. So that's basically the idea. He would come out and do 5 minutes of terrible, terrible jokes, and they would hit the rim shot. And I loved it. When I was a kid, I thought the unknown comic was the funniest man that ever lived. So anyway, we can talk more a little bit about this a little bit later on because we got guests coming up here in the news. But Chuck Barris passed away, 87 years old, a true innovator, a true character, a true weird dude. Wrote an incredibly weird book called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which became a movie with Sam Rockwell. And he created some of the most legendary game shows in history. And, of course, the Gong Show lives on forever. So rest in peace, Mr. Barris. All right, we'll take a break. And we got the news coming up. And then the guys from Great Moments in Vinyl are going to stop in to talk about their tribute to Nirvana.
Down at Palisades Park.
Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday here, Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. John and Gary and Steve, the gondola guy, both requested Palisades Park in honor of Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris passed away yesterday at 87, creator of the Gong Show, game show master and innovator, interesting, weird guy. I loved him. I loved all the game shows he created. I watched the Gong Show every day. His book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, was made into a movie where Sam Rockwell played Chuck Barris. And in the book, Chuck Barris claims that he was a hired undercover assassin that killed people. George Clooney made the movie, and the movie's great. And Sam Rockwell, who is the king anyway, is great in it. And, so Chuck Barris passed away. And he wrote Palisades Park. Big hit song from 1962. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon recorded that song, Palisades Park. So rest in peace, Chuck Barris.